And it's enough for 34 yards and a first down for Green and White.
Curtis Dickinson, the senior, makes the tackle for Cass City. And again, as you're going to see all night, Lakers putting a man in motion, a wide receiver, a tight end, either one, been in motion every time. The I formation, a quick handoff right immediately to the fullback, and he kicks it out to the far side of the field, and nothing but green grass in front of him.
It was a 33-yard gain. They have them down at the 16-yard line in Cass City red zone. Receiver wide to the left. This one's to Diaz. He's backtracking in the backfield, and it's going to be a tackle for a loss for Cass City. Diaz is brought down to the 21, a loss of 5. And now second and 15 for Lakers.
Tackle made by the senior Watson Moore.
Watson Moore, perhaps my favorite name in the league. As Brady Post is running to the sidelines, getting the call from Adam Grabauskas every time, running back into the huddle with 10:15 left in the first quarter. Only the fourth play on the drive. This is number 5 for Lakers, and they've made it all the way from their own 25-yard line to as far as Cass City's 16. Trips left, one man in the backfield, that's Diaz. Rolling to pitch out and toss to the left, and Cass City's there to meet him at the 28-yard line, actually at the 27. Cuthrell brings in the tackle. Looks like they had that one read out in the scouting report. Another loss. They're all the way back out to the 26-yard line. It is now third in a country mile.
That pitch play again to the near side of our radio here. That was going nowhere. Good penetration, good read by the quarterback and cornerback, Sawyer Cuthrell. He was fooled the first time, but not the second time.
Wide receiver wide each way. Two men in the backfield, post under center. Looking back to pass, stay in the pocket. He has three defenders in front of him. Kicks it off to Dubes at the 28-yard line. He gets all pushed out of bounds at the 26. It's going to be a gain of 2 yards on the completion of the pass from post, his first of the night. And they actually say the clock continues to roll with 9 minutes left in the first. No score in Lakers.
Senior linebacker Braden Perzanowski makes a tackle for Cass City. Just a deep drop back by quarterback Post, setting up a screen pass, and Perzanowski, as a running back himself, went on offense, was not fooled on the play.
The first down marker is at the 6-yard line of Cass City, and Lakers is at the 27. Fourth down situation for Lakers, man in motion, and Post is rolling to his right, and we have a false start. Looked like the line got a little bit of a start. It is indeed a false start against Lakers, so Lakers is going to get pushed back even further from the 27-yard line on a 4th and 21 all the way to the 33-yard line. So now it's 4th and 27, a true country mile.
That country mile keeps getting longer and longer,
it's
Clark.
It's impressive. We almost have to go to kilometers quick here. 8:23 in the first, no score. Lakers on their first drive of the night.
I'm starting to think they have enough room to punt the ball and put their defense on the field in good situation, but looks like they're lining up to go for it.
They're going for it. They could pooch punt this one and put it deep in the territory, but they have a wide receiver each way, two men in the backfield, post under center, tight end on the left, and they're passing to the left. Lofts this one out there to number 4. Does he bring it in? It is incomplete at the 8-yard line. Pass was intended for Dustin Cady, the 5'10" running back, came out of the backfield, rolled around the end, was... Ball was intended for him at the 8-yard line. A Cass City defender was there to break it up, and it's turnover of downs for Lakers. Cass City first and 10 from their own 33-yard line.
Well, Curtis Dickinson is the senior safety on defense back there, and it was zone coverage because the wide receiver blew right by the corner and had some open breathing room. If Post could have gotten that ball with the air it had down the sideline, Lakers would have had a much better chance. Said he threw it towards the middle of the field and gave Dickinson a chance to make a play on it and knock the ball down.
The T formation for Cass City. Dakota Hartle, your senior quarterback under center. Three men in the backfield and hands it off to his third option, number 6, so to the right. That is Sawyer Cuthrell, the sophomore running back, moved up. And now it is a 2-yard gain out to the 35-yard line to the 35, second and 8 for the Red Hawks.
The 5'11 tackle, Austin McCabe, makes the tackle for Lakers.
2-yard gain, second and 8. First down marker is at the 43-yard line of Cass City, moving left to right across your radio. three men in the backfield in the T, as what we'll probably see all night. This handoff to number 26 on this first option, Braden Przanowski, the senior. He's out to the 43. It's going to be shy of the first down marker, very close. Actually, they put him down to the 42. So a 7-yard gain for Braden Przanowski, and now a 3rd-and-1 situation for Cass City.
Dustin Cady makes the tackle for Lakers. Expect to see a lot of Przanowski tonight. He tends to be the lead carrier for this team. And Drew Fields eventually is going to get some carries here for Cass City.
As a handoff to number 27 around the left end, he breaks through the guard, and that's Drew Field, the senior running back of the tee. And he's out past the first down marker, out to the 47-yard line. A gain of 5 and 1st-and-10 for Cass City.
Number 23, Steve Kozinski, the linebacker for Lakers, makes the tackle.
Both options starting out on good numbers here, but Lakers just came back and penalties really started to hurt them there in that very end of their drive.
A bad penalty on third down, and then two predictable running situations read well by Cass City helped slow them down in the red zone.
T formation right up the gut. Ooh, not much there, and he's actually still on his feet. He broke free. That's number 26, Braden Przanowski, the senior running back. And he dove to his right and actually lost 2 yards. It's going to be a tackle for a loss for the Laker defense. Pushed them back to the 45-yard line, 2nd-and-12 for the Redhawks, with 6:25 left in the first. No score in Laker country.
Dustin Cady's going to get credit for the tackle for Lakers, but Terrence Dubes popped him at the line of scrimmage, and credit Przanowski for keeping his balance and trying to make something out of the play.
Dakota Hartle, so far very comfortable and actually going, hands it off to his left. They gain back to the original line of scrimmage, then about 2, maybe 3 more yards to midfield. Out of the bottom of that pile was number 27, Drew Field, the senior running back. We have 2 senior running backs and a sophomore in the backfield for Cass City, Cuthrell, Przanowski, and Drew Field.
Tackle made by number 21, Terrence Dubes.
3rd-and-7 now coming up for Cass City. Receiver wide to the right. That's number 27, Drew Field. He does it all. And Dakota Hartle's line breaks down, and Lakers comes in for the sack back at the 45-yard line. There's a flag on the play. If this sticks, it's going to be a 5-yard loss on the sack. But a personal foul against Lakers. Could it be a late hit, Dave?
I'm not exactly certain what the personal foul is going to be, Clark. The sack was made by Quinn Smith, but I don't think that play is going to stand. Clark, it was a hit to the helmet, maybe.
They're marching off 15 yards, which is beyond the first down marker. So it went down from an almost 4th down situation to a 1st-and-10 at the 39-yard line of Lakers across midfield, working further left to right across the radio. 5:27 left in the first, and now Cass City for the first time in Lakers zone.
An official just came over and explained it to head coach Grabowskis, and he didn't seem to have much to argue about.
1st-and-10, same formation for Cass City. If in doubt, say the T, and it's a handoff right away to Drew Field, and Lakers sniff that one out, and it's a loss of 1 back to the 40-yard line. 2nd-and-11 coming up.
Quinn Smith refused to be denied. He did not get credit for the sack in the last play, but he will get a tackle on this play.
And it's a tackle for a loss for 1 yard. Dakota Hartle still talking to his head coach, Scott Cuthrell, on the sidelines. Move coming back to his huddle in the two-line formation huddle. 4:43 left in the first. No score. Lakers' first drive stalled after a few penalties in the red zone of Cass City, which actually pushed them out of the red zone. And Cass City pushing into Lakers' side of the field after a personal foul. Dakota Hartle hands it off before getting smucked, and he handed it off to number 27, Drew Field, who almost looks surprised to be getting it as well. He's all the way down to the 26-yard line. He started at the 40. It's a 14-yard gain, and he gets a first down in doing so. Move the chains for Cass City, 1st-and-10.
Kozinski ends up running him down, but so far, Clark, we've seen a sort of a delayed wing tee offense as guys roll through the quarterback one at a time with a lot of fakes. And when he fakes it all the way to the third running back, we've seen Lakers' defensive line already in the backfield, And that time they couldn't figure it out. They just tackled the quarterback, and just in time he handed off the field, who had a little running room.
Working off the left hash, it's off to Drew Field again, and there's Lakers to meet him at right at basically the tight end position. And it's going to